Hey everyone, and welcome back. We're diving deep into gratitude today.
Yeah.
But not just like the surface level stuff. We're going to go deeper. We're going to explore how actually like cultivating gratitude can lead to some pretty big changes in your life.
Right.
And so our guide for this is a book called Gratitude in Action: Transform Your Life with Daily Thankfulness. So think of this deep dive as your personal workshop. We're going to give you the tools to make gratitude a daily thing and then see all the benefits of that.
Yeah, what I really like about this book is that it challenges the idea that gratitude is just like a passive response when good things happen.
Okay.
You know, it's more like a choice, an active choice. It's a conscious shift in perspective that we can cultivate. And it goes way beyond just feeling good. Mm-hmm. It's a lot more than that.
Yeah, it's like flipping a switch in your brain.
Yeah.
You know? And I was really fascinated to learn about the science behind gratitude because the book talks about how it can actually rewire our brain.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah.
It's not just like a feel-good concept.
Yeah.
There's real science behind it.
Right.
When you focus on what you're grateful for, you're activating specific regions of the brain associated with positive emotions, like the ventral tegmental area and the medial prefrontal cortex.
Mm-hmm.
And the more you engage these neural pathways, you know, the stronger they become. It's like building a muscle.
Yeah.
Through repetition and intention, you know. You're essentially strengthening your brain's capacity for joy and well-being.
I never really thought about it like that.
Yeah.
So it's not just about like feeling happy right now. It's about creating lasting changes in our brains.
Exactly. And this rewiring has like these incredible ripple effects on our well-being overall.
Mm.
Research shows that like consistent gratitude practice can lead to increased happiness and life satisfaction, stronger relationships, improved physical health, and greater resilience when you face challenges.
That is amazing.
Yeah.
So gratitude is like the key to unlocking all of these benefits. So how do we actually get this into our everyday lives? I know the book talks about 5 actionable steps, and the first one is all about journaling.
Yeah. Yeah. Journaling can be like a really powerful tool for cultivating gratitude because it allows us to like reflect on our experiences and mm-hmm. intentionally shift our focus to the positive. You know,
yeah.
The author of Gratitude in Action shares their personal experience with journaling and how at first it felt a bit awkward, you know,
mm-hmm.
almost forced.
Okay.
But like sticking with it, they noticed a big shift in their outlook.
Mm-hmm.
They became more attuned to the little joys that they'd overlooked. And over time, their entire mindset just became more positive.
Yeah, I can see how that happens. It's like you're training your brain to look for the good instead of always focusing on the negative.
Yeah.
But like, how do you even start with a gratitude journal?
Oh, it's simpler than you might think.
Okay.
The key is to like find a medium that works for you. You know,
yeah.
Whether it's a beautiful notebook, a basic notepad, or even just like a digital app. The important thing is that you choose something that you enjoy using and that's easily accessible.
So it's about making it easy.
Yeah.
And enjoyable so you'll actually do it.
Yeah. Exactly. And then set aside a specific time each day for your gratitude practice.
Mm.
Even just 5 minutes can make a difference.
Okay.
Some people find it helpful to journal first thing in the morning to set a positive tone for the day, while others prefer to reflect on their day's blessings before bed. You know,
yeah.
Just experiment and see what works best for you.
Consistency is key, though.
Right. Yeah. It's about making gratitude a habit, not just a one-off activity.
Mm-hmm. So what about the actual writing? What should people focus on when they're writing about gratitude?
Well, the book suggests starting with a simple list of 3 things you're grateful for each day.
Okay.
But here's where it gets interesting. Don't just jot them down mindlessly. You know,
yeah.
Really take a moment to reflect on why you're grateful for each thing. Connect with the feeling of gratitude, savor the experience, and let it sink in. It's that intentional reflection that amplifies the benefits.
I like that a lot. It's about bringing awareness and intention to the practice, not just going through the motions.
Yeah.
Okay, so we've got our gratitude journals going. What's the next step in building this habit?
Step 2 is all about taking that gratitude outward and expressing it to others.
Okay.
This isn't just about good manners. It's about actively strengthening relationships and reinforcing your own feelings of thankfulness.
So we're going beyond a quick thank you and really making an effort to show our appreciation.
Exactly. The book suggests getting specific and heartfelt in your expressions of gratitude. Imagine writing a thank you note to someone who has made a difference in your life, detailing precisely why you're grateful for them, highlighting specific actions or qualities you appreciate. That personal touch makes it so much more meaningful.
It's like giving a small gift of appreciation. And it doesn't have to be a formal letter. It could be a text, an email, or even just a conversation, right?
Absolutely. Any sincere expression of gratitude is valuable. Even a simple thank you, spoken with genuine feeling, can brighten someone's day and, in turn, boost your own mood. It creates a beautiful cycle of positivity.
That's great. So journaling helps us grow gratitude internally, and expressing it to others allows us to share that positivity and strengthen our connections.
Precisely. And there's another way to take this even further. Random acts of kindness.
Okay.
Think about surprising someone with a small gesture of appreciation. Buying them a coffee, leaving a positive note, or offering to help with something.
Yeah, that's a great way to make someone's day and spread that positive energy. It's like paying it forward.
Exactly.
And creating a more positive environment for everyone. So to recap, we've covered journaling and expressing gratitude to others. What's next?
Step 3 is where we weave gratitude into our daily lives by creating rituals. We're moving beyond those like fleeting moments of appreciation and creating a structure that supports a lasting shift in perspective.
So we're talking about making gratitude a regular thing, not just something we think about when something great happens.
Exactly. Think of it like this. Every time you engage in a gratitude ritual, you're reinforcing those neural pathways we talked about earlier, making your brain more adept at recognizing and experiencing gratitude.
It's like building a gratitude muscle.
Yes.
Making it stronger with time. That makes so much sense. But what kind of rituals are we talking about? Give us some examples.
Well, the book offers some great suggestions. One is to begin your day with a moment of reflection on what you're thankful for.
Okay.
This could be as simple as thinking about a few things while you're brushing your teeth or enjoying your morning coffee. It sets a positive tone for the day, priming your mind for gratitude.
I love that. Yeah. Like you're choosing to focus on the good from the very start.
Yeah.
What else?
Another powerful practice is incorporating mindful moments throughout the day.
Okay.
These are little pauses where you consciously tune into your senses and appreciate the simple things.
Mm-hmm.
Perhaps it's taking a moment to savor the taste of your lunch, noticing the warmth of the sun on your skin, or simply taking a deep breath and appreciating the feeling of being alive.
Slowing down.
Yeah.
Appreciating those everyday experiences that we often miss, you know?
Exactly. And finally, the book suggests concluding your day with an evening reflection.
Okay.
This can involve journaling, meditation, or simply spending a few minutes contemplating the positive moments of your day. What went well? Who made you smile? What are you grateful for?
Yeah.
This practice helps reinforce that grateful mindset as you drift off to sleep.
I'm starting to see how these small, consistent actions can really add up to a big change in how we see things.
Yes.
It's like building a foundation for a happier, more resilient you. Okay, so we've got journaling, expressing gratitude to others, and creating daily rituals. What's the fourth step in cultivating gratitude?
Now, we're getting into some truly powerful stuff. Step 4 challenges us to shift our perspective and learn to find gratitude even in the face of challenges.
Wait, so we're not just talking about appreciating the good times. We're talking about finding gratitude when things are rough. I'm intrigued. Tell me more.
Yeah, this step really pushes us to broaden our understanding of gratitude. You know, it's about recognizing that gratitude isn't just for celebrating the good times. It's about finding those bits of light, even when life gets tough.
That sounds really hard, especially when you're going through something difficult. How can you even find gratitude when you're stressed or sad or even grieving?
It's important to remember that finding gratitude in those times doesn't mean you ignore your pain.
Okay.
It's about realizing that even when things are hard, there are still things to appreciate. It's about making space for both the tough feelings and the glimmers of hope.
So it's not about pretending that everything's fine. It's about finding those sources of strength to help you through tough times.
Exactly. And one of the most powerful tools for gratitude, especially when things are rough, is mindfulness.
Okay.
Mindfulness is about paying attention to the present moment without judging it. When we're struggling, it's easy to get stuck in the past, replaying painful memories, or worrying about the future. But mindfulness helps us stay grounded in the here and now, you know, to what we can see, hear, feel, taste, and smell in this very moment.
Yeah, it's like hitting pause on all those thoughts and emotions.
Right.
Just being present. I can see how that would be really grounding when you're stressed or unsure about things.
It really is. And what's interesting is that just focusing on our senses can open us up to gratitude. We slow down and really pay attention. We start noticing the small things we usually miss.
Yeah.
The warmth of the sun, the sound of birds, the taste of good food. These little sensory experiences can be sources of gratitude. They remind us that even when things are chaotic, there's still beauty.
Yeah, it's like shifting your focus from what's wrong to what's right.
Exactly. And this shift in perspective can really affect how we feel. Research has shown that even when facing big challenges, people who practice gratitude feel less stressed, anxious, and depressed. They're also more resilient, they can handle difficult situations better, and they bounce back from setbacks easier.
That makes sense. Gratitude's like building a protection against negativity, giving us tools to deal with life's ups and downs better.
Absolutely. But this kind of resilience takes work. We need to watch out for those negative thoughts that can take over our minds, especially when things are hard. It's like we have this negativity bias that's always looking for threats and danger. That was useful for our ancestors trying to survive, but now it can keep us stuck in a loop of fear and anxiety.
So we're fighting our own brains.
Kinda, yeah. But the good news is we can rewire our brains with practice. And one of the best ways is through gratitude. Remember how we talked about gratitude strengthening those brain pathways for positive emotions? Well, the more we do gratitude practices, the more we're strengthening those pathways, making our brains default to joy, appreciation, and resilience, even when things are tough.
So it's like forming a new mental habit, training our brains to see the good instead of getting stuck on the bad. Mm-hmm. Are there any specific ways to stop those negative thoughts and become more grateful?
Oh, there are a few powerful techniques. One that I find helpful is gratitude affirmations.
Okay.
These are short, positive phrases you repeat to yourself throughout the day, like, I'm grateful for my health, I'm surrounded by love, or I am thankful for all the opportunities that come my way.
It's like giving your brain a positivity boost. But aren't affirmations just wishful thinking? Do they actually work?
That's a good question. And the answer is yes, they can really change our mindset and actions. The key is to pick affirmations that feel true to you, things that you believe. When you repeat these affirmations with conviction, you're basically filling your mind with positive thoughts, pushing away the negativity that can drag you down.
It's like planting seeds of positivity in your mind and helping them grow. That's great. Are there tips for making affirmations work better?
Yes, definitely. First, say your affirmations in the present tense as if what you want is already happening.
Okay.
Second, focus on the feeling. Really feel the emotion as you're saying the words. And third, repetition is key. The more you repeat your affirmations, the more they'll become part of your thinking.
So it's about reinforcing those feelings of gratitude.
Yes.
Okay, so we have affirmations. What are some other ways to fight negativity and become more grateful?
Another good technique is gratitude meditation. There are lots of guided meditations specifically for feeling thankful. You can find them online, through apps, or even in places that teach meditation.
I've heard about meditation, but I've always been a little intimidated. What's the difference between a gratitude meditation and just thinking about things you're grateful for?
Guided meditations usually have a specific structure to help you focus your attention and connect with those feelings of gratitude.
Okay.
They might use prompts or visualizations to guide you. For example, a gratitude meditation might ask you to think of someone you're grateful for, picture their face, and then silently thank them. Or it might lead you to focus on your breath, your body, or experiences that make you feel thankful.
It's like having a gratitude coach right there with you, helping you connect with those feelings. That makes a lot of sense. Are there any other tools we can use?
Absolutely. Another powerful strategy is to surround yourself with positive things. Think about the people you spend time with, the books you read, the podcasts you listen to, even the social media accounts you follow.
Mm-hmm.
Are these things uplifting, or are they draining your energy and making you think negatively?
That's a great point. It's like creating a positive world for your mind.
Right.
So we've talked about the things inside us that get in the way of gratitude, like negative thoughts. But what about the challenges that happen in life? Life can be tough, and it can be hard to find that positive side. How do we cultivate gratitude when we're dealing with things like illness, loss, or financial problems?
You're right. When those things happen, it's totally natural to feel overwhelmed by negative emotions.
Right.
Gratitude might be the last thing on your mind. And that's okay. It's important to let yourself feel the pain, the grief, the fear, and the uncertainty that come with those times.
So it's not about pretending those feelings aren't there. It's about finding a way to have them alongside gratitude.
Exactly. And it's important to remember that gratitude doesn't erase our pain or make our struggles less important. It's not about saying everything is fine when it's not.
Right.
It's about seeing that even in the darkness, there can still be moments of beauty, connections that comfort us, and experiences that remind us how strong humans can be.
It's about finding those little sparks of hope to help us through. But how do we actually do that? How do we find gratitude when we're hurting or grieving?
It's not easy, but it's possible. And one of the best ways to find gratitude in those times is mindfulness.
Okay.
Remember how we talked about mindfulness helping us stay present?
Yeah.
Well, when we're going through a hard time, our minds tend to get stuck in the past, replaying painful memories or worrying about the future. But by bringing our attention back to the here and now, we can find peace and grounding even when things are chaotic.
So shifting our focus from what was or what might be to what is right now.
Exactly. And when we do that, even the simplest things can make us feel grateful. Notice the warmth of the sun, the sound of someone you love laughing, the taste of a warm drink. These everyday moments can feel special when we really pay attention to them.
It's like those small moments become reminders of gratitude, showing us that even when things are tough, there's still beauty, there's still love, there's still something to be thankful for. I love that. What are some other ways to find gratitude when things are challenging?
Another good technique is to shift our focus from what we don't have to what we do have. It's easy to focus on what's missing or what's going wrong, but when we try to see what's still good in our lives, even the smallest things, we can start to change our perspective and feel grateful.
It's like redefining what it means to have enough.
Yes.
Yeah.
And remember, there's no one right way to practice gratitude. What matters is that we find what works for us and keep doing it, even when it's hard.
So find what works for you and keep going.
Yes.
Even when life throws you curveballs. We've talked about a lot today. Are there any other things that get in the way of gratitude that we haven't covered?
One last thing I want to mention is this idea that gratitude is a passive emotion, something you either feel or you don't.
Okay.
But the truth is, gratitude is an active choice, something we can learn and grow over time. It's not about waiting for those grateful feelings to just show up. It's about looking for them, creating space for them to grow.
It's like learning any other skill. It takes practice and patience.
Yeah.
But the reward is amazing.
You're right. The research on gratitude is really clear. People who practice gratitude regularly experience greater happiness and life satisfaction, stronger relationships, improved physical health, increased resilience in the face of challenges, and they're even more successful in reaching their goals.
So gratitude isn't just about feeling good. It's about creating a positive impact on all areas of our lives.
Exactly. And that impact reaches out to the people around us. When we're grateful, we're more likely to be kind, compassionate, and generous. We're also more likely to inspire others to be grateful too. It's like we're making the world a better place.
That's a wonderful thought. I'm curious, from your own experience, how has practicing gratitude changed your life?
One of the biggest changes I've noticed is a change in how I see things. I used to always focus on what was wrong, what could go wrong, always waiting for the next problem. But through gratitude, I've learned to appreciate the good things, even the small everyday moments that I used to miss.
So you've experienced that shift from focusing on what's missing to appreciating what you have.
Absolutely. I'm much more aware of the beauty around me, the kindness of others, the simple joys of being alive, and I'm much more resilient when things get tough. When things go wrong, I can bounce back faster, find the good, and keep moving forward.
It sounds like gratitude has given you a new way of seeing the world, a way that highlights the good and helps you handle the tough times better.
That's a beautiful way to put it. And it's not just about me. Gratitude has also made my relationships better. I appreciate the people in my life more, and I tell them how grateful I am, which has made our bonds stronger.
It's like gratitude spreads outwards, making everyone around us feel better too. As we finish up this part of our deep dive, I want our listeners to think about their own experiences with gratitude.
Yeah.
What are some of the things that have made it hard for you to be grateful? What things have helped you overcome those challenges and become more grateful?
Those are good questions to think about. And here's another one. What would your life be like if you made an effort to be grateful every day? We'll explore that more in the last part of our deep dive. We'll look at real-life examples of how people have used gratitude to overcome hard times, achieve their goals, and live more fulfilling lives.
Welcome back to the final part of our deep dive into gratitude in action. We've explored the science behind gratitude, the five steps to cultivate it, and those pesky roadblocks that can pop up. Now let's shift gears and talk about gratitude in action. How can this change in mindset really make a difference in our lives?
You know, what really struck me about gratitude in action is that it doesn't just preach about how good gratitude is for us.
Right.
It shows us through real stories about people who have been there.
Okay.
And these aren't made-up situations. These are accounts of individuals who use gratitude to get through tough times, reach their goals, and spread positivity around them.
I'm all ears. What kind of stories are we talking about?
One story that really got to me was about a woman who was diagnosed with a serious illness.
Okay.
Something life-threatening. I mean, you can imagine facing something like that, it would be natural to feel scared and hopeless.
Of course.
But instead of giving in to those feelings, she made a choice to focus on gratitude.
Wow, that must have taken a lot of courage. How did she actually do that?
She started a gratitude journal. And every day she wrote down everything she was thankful for.
Mm-hmm.
And it wasn't just big things, but even the smallest things that brought her joy. A sunny day, a chat with a friend, a good cup of tea. She was also thankful for the love of her family and the care from her doctors. This daily practice helped her shift her attention away from fear and uncertainty towards appreciating the present moment and the people in her life.
It's like she found a way to feel in control when things felt out of control. Did it actually change her experience?
It really did. The book says that she felt more at peace and accepting during her treatment.
That's amazing.
But what's even more incredible is that her positive attitude rubbed off on her family and the medical team.
Wow.
They were inspired by her strength, and it made the whole atmosphere more hopeful and supportive. Her gratitude spread, turning a potentially dark situation into one filled with love and appreciation.
That's a really powerful example of how gratitude can change not only our own lives, but also the lives of those around us. What other stories of gratitude in action resonated with you?
There's another one that's really powerful about a man who was struggling financially. He felt stuck in a rut of debt and hopelessness. But instead of focusing on what he didn't have, he decided to concentrate on what he did have.
Okay.
He started each day by writing down 5 things he appreciated, even something as simple as having a place to live or a hot meal.
So even when things were tough financially, he made a conscious effort to see the good. Did that internal shift lead to any real changes in his life?
That's the fascinating part. The book explains how this change in thinking actually triggered a series of positive events in his life. He felt more motivated and positive, and that led to new opportunities. He got a better job, started managing his money better, and eventually got himself out of debt.
That's incredible. It's like gratitude gave him a boost, opening up doors he couldn't see before. It wasn't just about feeling good. It was about taking action with a renewed sense of hope and power.
Exactly. And that's a big takeaway from all these stories. Gratitude isn't just a passive feeling. It's something that drives positive action. When we focus on what we're grateful for, we change our energy, how we see things, and how we act, which can lead to real improvements in our lives.
If we think about the bigger picture, what's the main message for our listeners? What's the key takeaway from all of this?
The main takeaway is that gratitude can truly transform our lives in ways we might not expect. It's not just about feeling good. It's about creating a ripple effect of positivity that impacts our relationships, our communities, and the world as a whole.
It's about realizing we can choose to be grateful, even when things are tough, and that this choice can lead to a richer, more meaningful, and joyful life, not just for ourselves, but for everyone around us. So as we wrap up our deep dive into gratitude in action, we want to leave you with this final thought. What would your life look like if you made gratitude a part of every day? What positive changes could you bring about, not only for yourself, but also for those around you?
Yeah.
We encourage you to ponder this question, to put the principles of gratitude into practice, and to experience the amazing power of this simple yet profound practice.
Thanks for joining us on this deep dive. We hope it's inspired you to embrace the power of gratitude and create a life full of appreciation, joy, and meaningful connections.